Good morning, everybody. We are in Parashat Beshalach. Not Bo. You haven't been here in Bo.
I used it in Bo.
Yeah.
It's no more
problem. No problem. Okay. Parashat Beshalach is a very interesting parsha, like all the parshiot. And we have in parsha, we have Shirat Hayam. And we have Parashat Aman. And by the way, today they say it's a Segula, today, Tuesday, Pa'amayim Kitov, to say Parashat Aman, Shtai Mikra Ve'achat Targum, meaning reading the Parsha from what is written in the Pshat of the Parsha, and then the Targum Onkolos. And this is a Segula for Parnasa. So, you know, every time you say Segula la Parnasa, everybody's doing it. When you talk about Parnoso, everybody is in it. So, you know, Rebbe used to do, like, if they wanted the congregation to do some good things, so this is Segula la Parnasa. So everybody did it. The real truth is, when you talk about Parashat Aman, you know, to understand it, it's... Why is it this Tuesday? Because in our Parsha, we have Parashat Aman. Why Tuesday? Tuesday is Pa'amayim Kitov. But the idea is people read it, and they read it from the klaf, and they read it from there, and they take it very seriously, but they're missing the point. The point is not reading it, understanding it, and putting it inside us to believe that everything we've got is from God. The same way as Am Yisrael got food from heaven, got the bread, the man from heaven, the same way today, our food, our parnosa is from heaven. Yes, it looks like we are doing the things, and that's exactly Pharaoh. Is it in Vayehi Beshalach Parho? And who sent us? The Torah says, Vayehi Beshalach Parho. Pharaoh sent us. Did Pharaoh send us? Has Pharaoh any power at all? God is the one who sent us. So why is the Torah telling us, Vayehi Beshalach Parho? It's an interesting point. Vayehi Beshalach Parho, the Torah is showing us. Sometimes you can go through hell. Sometimes you can see miracles. And you see God in your own eyes. And still, you think, I am the one. So Pharaoh thinks he is sending Am Yisrael. And by the way, this is, by the way, why later on in our parsha, he's chasing Am Yisrael. And now we're asking ourselves a question. You got so many plagues. And you saw God, the powerful God, and you still go after Am Yisrael? What's wrong with you? What's going through your mind? Vayehi Beshalach Paro. And this Pharaoh we're talking about, as always, is not a Pharaoh from a story a few thousand years ago. It's a Pharaoh that is inside us. This is the Pharaoh that convinces us sometimes that we are the one who make the decision. And the real truth is, that there is only one who makes the decision, and that's God. And we have to put it into our mind. That's why we're talking so much about Yetziat Mitzrayim. And again learning, and Shirat Hayam, this is a beautiful song of the Am Yisrael praising God and telling Him thanks for all the miracles that did for them. And then also we see an unbelievable thing. What is Shirat Hayam about? What is it about?
That we got out of Egypt.
That we got out of Egypt?
No.
There is no mention once in all Shirat Hayam about Egypt.
No,
and that's also a puzzle.
I know, but it's...
Yeah, it's only talking about the sea. And the question is... What?
It's the praise of God.
Yes, but the question is...
The parting of the
water. Everything you say is okay, but you praise God. What would you say? Would you thinking about now taking you out of Egypt or not? Sure. So why isn't that mentioned in Shirat Hayam? Not once. You can go through it. No mentioning of the going out of Egypt.
When that happened, that is magnified in your brain and you already forgotten about the other nisim.
Is it really true that they already forgotten all the miracles? Or maybe the Torah is trying to tell us something. What is Shirat Hayam about? Am Yisrael goes into the water parts, and there is a wall of water, and they go in the middle, on earth, and then the Egyptian come in, and the water covers them. That's Shirat Hayam. Now, what's the idea behind it? Behind it is the idea, a very simple idea. Teva, nature, is symbolized by the sea. The most powerful force of nature is water.
The sea.
You know, those who go into the sea and suddenly there is a storm and there is a... This is like a miracle that you survive it. The powerful sea. Egyptians are drowning in the sea. Or if you want to say it in Hebrew, they drown tov'im. Tov'im, what is tov'im? Teva.
Nature.
They drown in nature. They think, Vayihi b'shalach paro, that they are doing the things. That's why they're chasing Am Yisrael. And God is telling him, Pharaoh, you do nothing. I do everything. I'll show you. You will drown in nature. I will show you how the nature is covering you and killing you and finishing all your nation. And that's the miracle of Shirat Hayam. In other words, Shirat Hayam is really the symbol of the powerful God that looks for the good and makes sure that the evil will pay. So we see Am Yisrael going into the water. And what is water?
Mayim.
What is Mayim?
Chaim.
And what is, again, Mayim for us? Torah. What is Chaim? Torah. Ve'amayim lahem choma miminam umismolam. And the water is a wall from right and from left. And it's mentioned, I think, a few times. I think two times at least. Ve'bnei Yisrael olchim bayabasha betoch hayam. What is the idea, olchim bayabasha betoch hayam?
Bayabasha is already...
It's earth. In other words, what is holding us in this world with all the storms and all the water around us?
God.
Through the Torah. Hamayim lahem choma. The water is our wall that saves us, and we can walk on earth in middle of all the balagan. In all the big sea, we can walk on earth. When can we walk on earth? When amayim lahem choma miminam yisulam. If you go in the way of the Torah, then the water is protecting you. But if you don't go with the way of the Torah, what's happening? The Mitzrayim goes into the sea, and what happens? The water falls on them. Because they believed in nature. So God showed them, I give you in the hand of nature. And that's what happened. Am Yisrael believed in God, so God changed nature to save Am Yisrael. And this is the idea of Shirat Hayam. That's why it's not mentioning about getting us out of Egypt, because the whole idea of taking out Egypt, as we said before, is our belief in God. That's the basic of everything. And that's, by the way, we have again with Parashat Haman. What is this man? The Torah is telling us every day we got a portion of the day. And the question is, why? Why don't you give us for a whole week? Yeah, we go to the supermarket, we don't go every day, we go once a week. Some people go once a month, and maybe there are dairy stuff like milk, and then you go every day. Why didn't God give us a supply for the whole month? And God could have given us for the whole year also. Why is it every day?
He wanted them to see it every day. If you give him once a month, so they don't see the miracle every day.
So in other words, what is he telling us today? The Gemara said, "Mi sheyesh lo pat besalo, v'doeg al mashi emachar u'miktane emuna." If somebody's got bread on his table today, and he's worried about what's going to be tomorrow, he is not a believer. Unbelievable. In other words, what the Torah is telling us, God is giving us every day the parnosa of that day. God is giving us in the desert every day the portion of that day. And nevertheless, the Torah is telling us something else. Hamarbe. Somebody went out and he took plenty. Wow. There's one omer to each one of the family. And he took 20 omers. He came back. What did he had? The same as he's supposed to get. He didn't, whoa, I just took hundreds and I got only one. That's the man. God is Tmochu is telling you, you go out, you work, and you work yourself out. And what do you think in the end of the day will happen? You will get exactly what God promised you. You can work from the first light of the morning till the middle of the night, every day, all the week, and you will get the same as the guy who works 8 hours or 5 hours. Why? Because that's what God promised you. That's why it's every day, and nevertheless. And if somebody hasn't got the power to work so much, Hamamit, the one who went out and he couldn't make the Omer, maybe he had, let's say, 7 kids, and they had a lot of kids. Yeah. And he didn't have the power, so he's got enough for 5 kids. When he comes on, what happened? He found out that he's got exactly for all the kids. That's the miracle of the man. And that's what God is also trying to tell us. You need to do only the ishtadlut. You know, some people, they're so obsessed with the parnosa that all their life is around parnosa. And you know, you look around. You don't have to look a lot. You see, some people do nothing and get a fortune. Some people work so hard and get nothing. Is it true or not? In other words, who is giving you everything? God. So you have to trust God. That's Parashat Haman. What is the Sgula? The Sgula is to believe in God, that God supplies. God gives you whatever you need to work. And it doesn't matter if you're going to work 20 hours a day or you're going to work 5 hours a day. But we must say. So somebody will say, okay, you know what? I'll go and I work 2 minutes a day. No? What do you think? Is it going to work?
No.
Because we have nature. Nature is God. And God created nature in order for us to follow nature. God doesn't want to do miracles outside nature. He wants us to go through nature. That's why he created this world and put us in. So what should we do? You should look around and see what is today acceptable, like working hours. That's what you should do. Now, if you're a real believer and you can allow yourself to sit and learn, go sit and learn. You can work a little less. It depends on the level of your trust in God. But you must go out and do. Because otherwise, you're not going to get anything. Because God Hashem says, "Shlach b'chacha b'chol ma'aseh yadecha asher ta'aseh." If you lo ta'aseh, if you don't do, you get nothing. It's like this guy, you know this joke. Guy is praying to God, "I want to win the lottery. I want to win the lottery." And every week he's praying to God, "I want to win the lottery." So then God comes to him, "Buy a ticket." "What do you want to win a lottery?" "Yeah, at least buy the ticket." So if you think that you don't have to do anything, no. The idea is, you do whatever you do, the ishtadlut. But believe and understand that who is giving you the parnosah? God. Then comes another unbelievable thing. If you keep the man to the next morning, what happens?
It gets rotten
with worms. And this is another lesson for us. Some people, they are saving. Everything is in saving. And what do I mean? They are so stingy on themselves that they eat bread and butter in order to save for the kids, for the grandchildren, for the bedtimes, and they so occupied with saving they don't live. And God wants you to live. God wants you to enjoy what He gives you. He gives it to you to eat. You can put something aside, but something reasonable. You have to be in the middle. Now what happens? I tell you, one morning we wake up, all the stocks went down. We lose the money. So you saved and saved and saved. Back. It's like this scholar was sitting in yeshiva and learning, came to the rabbi, "I want to stop learning, I want to go to work." So he says, "Why?" He says, "I haven't got enough parnosa from the koilel, it's not enough for me to survive." He says, "Okay, go and do whatever you want to." After a year, he meets him and he sees his face like sour. He says, "What's happening? How is it going?" "Well, it's going very well, I'm doing a lot of money." "And so what's the problem?" He says, "The problem, every minute something else goes wrong." "Here the dude went wrong, here the furniture collapsed, and here the wall collapsed, and so everything." So he says, "You see, God is giving you what you should give." In other words, like I had a few years ago, I had a very terrible week. really terrible week. Instead of taking money, I was giving money. So I went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And I asked him, maybe it's got Ayin Hara on me. So the Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, this is no Ayin Hara. What did he say? He says, you have 2 days a year, you work on Parnosa. You know, I was going around for a week trying to understand what he means. I understood he's talking about Rosh Hashanah. But you know, we pray every day on Parnosa. So what did he really tell me? What did he tell me? 2 days? Okay, so I prayed on Rosh Hashanah. Now I can go and sit down and do nothing? So what's the idea behind it? And then I understood. We say it every day on Shema. Im shamoa tishmeu venatati gishmechem beitam. If you will listen to me, I will give you the rain in its time. In its time. And if you don't listen to me, vim lo tishmeu, I will not give you the time. So what's the idea? Says the Gemara. If Am Yisrael did tshuva, and God says you're going to get this amount of rain, big amount, and then 2 seconds after Rosh Hashanah, after Yom Kippur, they sin. Now what's going to happen? Is it going to be the same rain or not? No, it's going to be the same rain. But, imagine to yourself, all the rain that's supposed to go for a whole year in one day on one place. What's going to happen now?
Flood.
Rotten, like the man. Rotten. Everything's going to get rotten. In other words, God promised, God's going to deliver. But how is he going to deliver? That depends on you. On this you pray every day. In other words, if Am Israel didn't do tshuva properly, and God says, you know what, you're going to get a very small amount of rain. And then Am Yisrael did tshuva. Now what's going to happen now? Is God going to give more rain? No. The same question, same answer. So what's going to happen? You know what staftafot is?
Yeah,
this is the system that this Israel invented. It goes all over the world, especially in places where there is no water. It's a special system of drops. And this is much better than a normal way of giving water. It's unbelievable. In other words, what God is going to do? Drops. He's going to give you every drop in the right place, in the right time, and it's going to flourish. In other words, on Rosh Hashanah, we pray on the quantity, but during the year, on the quality. And that's what Reb Chaim Kanievsky told me. There is no Ayin Hara. What God promised you is going to give. Now it's your turn to pray to God that is going to come in a good way and in the right place. And this is so clever and so... And that's Parashat Aman. To understand that God delivers. Now comes Friday. We said 2 minutes ago, if you keep the manna to the next morning, it's going to get rotten. So Am Yisrael come to Moshe Rabbeinu and ask him, Moishele, what's happening? We came home and we have double. What do we do? He says, it's okay. Tomorrow is Shabbos. You don't go out. This is for Shabbos also. Mi shetarach be'erev Shabbat, yochal be'Shabbat. Now, this is also a belief. Because they all know that through the week, what happened to what left for the next day? It's rotten. Now, they have to believe that what they have here is going to hold for the next day. And the unbelievable happens. It holds on. From the other side, there are two people that go out, and they are Datan and Aviram, and they put man outside to show, they were always going against Moshe. To show like that you can in Shabbos also find man. But they find nothing. And this is for those who think that if they work on Shabbos, they will get something out of it. You get nothing. Those who work on Shabbos get nothing. Those who make sure that during the week they prepare themselves for Shabbos, they, Mishatarach Be'erev Shabbat, Yochal Be'Shabbat. So in other words, we see an unbelievable parasha that talks about belief, about emunah. Vayehi B'Shalach Paro. Who is sending Am Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But sometimes we think, our power is telling us, I am. And you see all the miracles, and still you believe that you have something to do with it. You've got nothing to do with it.
So
How does one distinguish between free choice and what God is telling you?
That's the big question. And the answer is very simple. We have to do our share. What is our share? To do what it is in our abilities to do. Not your or yours, my. Whatever God gave me, I have to use my potential to the maximum.
So who made the decision that we should all come on Aliyah? We made it?
Of course.
God made the decision.
Nah, this is a very philosophical question with a very hard answer. Whatever supposed to be, it's like I always try to explain it in a simple way, because I'm the Kabbalah. Who raised the glass now? No, God. Al pi Kabbalah, the Kabbalah says you do nothing. Whatever happens, God is doing. A stone doesn't move without God doing it. So what do? I have the will. That's the only thing I have. That's man. Man is will. Now, in order to explain in a very simple way, because I'm not going to go here to Kabbalah, because it's too complicated, also for me. So, one of the beautiful explanations that I like is, it's like you film a certain period of time in history. And now you show this film to people. When they look at the film first time, they don't know what's going to happen at the end. But you saw the film. You know exactly what's going to happen. Now, those in the film, they decided what to do? Of course. But you know what they decided. God knows what's happening in the film. In other words, whatever we do, God knows already. We decide what to do. In other words, it's in our decision to do good or right or wrong. But God already knows it. So the free will is there, always. Your free will to decide what to do. But you're asking... But you say God is leading. Yes, because God, for God there is no future and there is no past and there is no present. For God it's all the same. It's all the same story. So we know exactly what we're going to do in the next 10 minutes, in the next 10 days, or in the next 10 years. Because you already saw the film. Now, the question is, if God knows everything, for man there is no problem. If I explain it as a film, there is no problem. But there are other explanations that say that God also controls everything and knows exactly what you're going to do anyway. And this is a very difficult question. And a simple answer for it is to believe and understand that there are things I don't understand. In other words, that's belief. Le'agid baboker chasdecha ve'emunatcha balelot. In the morning, when it's all bright and shine, I see everything, so I can praise God. Wow, I see God. But when it's night, when I don't see God, when it's a difficult time, when it's dark, then I have to believe. That's the whole idea of our belief. And you know what God wants us? To know or to believe? To believe. In other words, when knowledge is ended, belief starts. So in other words, the whole existence of us is believing in God. So, for example, if I tell you that behind this wall there are 10 lions or 10 angels, you name it, do whatever you want. Now, I don't see what's behind the wall. So I can believe you or not. Could be there are and could be there not. And that's belief. Because something that I don't see, but I believe. I believe in God. Now, again, I'm saying it's a very hard thing to explain. Very hard to explain. So for us simple people, we believe that God gave us the free will to decide to do good or evil. We believe in God because we see the creation. As Avraham Avinu saw the creation and understood there is something behind it. He didn't see God. We don't see God. But we know he's there. That's Shirat Hayam. Yes, sorry, you wanted to ask something?
Now, I'm going to say that in retrospect, things have happened in one's life. And then in time, in good time, you can see why it happened.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
That's exactly the point. We see, it's like, you know, the Pinkus Datzal, he gives a very good example. He says, you see a guy looks through a hole of the keyhole. And he sees a guy with a knife cutting somebody. It's terrible. But then he opens the door and he sees an operation. And that's exactly what we see. We look through the keyhole and we see terrible things. But you don't realize the big picture. And you know, sometimes you have to, for like parents that want to educate their kids, sometimes they hurt them. They give them a punishment. But the punishment's got, there is a reason. We don't want to punish for punishment. We want to educate. So sometimes we have to do things. And that's what God is doing with us. God is all good. Yes.
And because we need rain so badly, if we pray for rain, will that help?
Of course. It will, if we go in the right... As I said, on Rosh Hashanah, we prayed for the quantity. Now we pray for the quality.
Now we have to pray for rain every day.
Of course. Every day you have to pray for rain to come. Because maybe God in the beginning of the year, like to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaveh letfilatam shel tzadikim. You see, Avram, Yitzchak, and they had problem with giving birth. Why? Because God wanted them to pray. So God knows they're going to give birth. Of course he knew. He promised them that. But he made it difficult, so he wanted them to pray. In other words, even now, God is saying, 1 minute, you're living in a world, doing whatever you want, and you think everything happens as it is, as Vayivesh Halach Paro, we doing things. So God doesn't bring the rain yet. Why? Because he wants us to pray. So, and the minute we pray, he will bring the rain that he promised already on Rosh Hashanah.
So if we get up every day, every morning, and pray for rain, we'll get it?
Yes. Bezrat Hashem.
I hope so.
Bezrat Hashem.
Because we need it badly.
Yes, yes. That's why we pray. That's why we pray. So, see, to go into philosophical question, we can stand here and sit here for hours on hours and never come to a conclusion. And that's why at the end of the day, it's like, this guy, it was being asked, he was going through the Holocaust. We talked about it. He was going through the Holocaust. And this guy is interviewing on the radio and asking him, and he's religious. And he's asking him, how could you stay religious after all you saw? Haven't you got questions? He says, I have plenty of questions. But my questions not are on belief, but from believing. And that's the difference. You can ask everything, but you ask it because you want to know, not because you don't believe in God, because you believe in God. And because you believe in God, you want to understand, and it's no problem. You can ask, but if you haven't got the answer, it doesn't mean that there is no answer. There is an answer, but I don't know the answer. What did Shlomo HaMelech says? Ech kema v'hirachua mene. Shlomo HaMelech, he got his wisdom from God. And the Torah is telling him there is nobody more clever than Shlomo HaMelech. And he said, what is my cleverness? That I know that I don't know. And that's what it is. There is no limit to knowledge. And we have to accept the fact. You say, Ishbar lo yeda, uchsil lo yavin adob. You said in Mizmor Shiro no Shabbat. What is Ishbar? Ishbar is ignorant. He doesn't know anything. So he doesn't know. He cannot see Marabu Maasecha Hashem Niflot. He cannot see it. And there is also Uksil Loyavim. What is Uksil? Uksil is somebody who thinks he knows. So he also cannot understand because he thinks he knows. And that's exactly the point. To understand. Never get to the level of Vayehi Beshalach Paro. We don't do anything. God is doing everything.
Whenever you talk of Shlomo HaMelech, I think of cutting the baby in half.
Yeah. Which is also a clever thing to do because he knew that the real mother wouldn't let it happen.
I always think of that.
That's the cleverness of Shlomo HaMelech.
This brings us to the point about God doing everything. Now, I've believed this for many, many years.
Yes.
That all the presidents and the prime ministers,
of course,
they're not making the decisions.
Of course.
God made this.
That's Yetziat Mitzrayim. Yeah, Trump, exactly.
Yeah, Trump was just a catalyst to say the Shadron Rut will be in Jerusalem.
Of course. Yeah. And this one blessing to yesterday, Shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu, it's also from God. Everything is from God.
Yeah.
And it makes, by the way, it shows that Mashiach Zeiten, those are Mashiach Zeiten. Ve'avohu goyim is written. That the goyim will come and praise God. And if somebody comes from the most powerful nation in the world today and stands in our Knesset and says a blessing in Hebrew. What else do you want to know? You know, last week I've been in Germany for the exhibition. And I had my opportunity to say a few small lessons, plus a big lesson to Israelis that lived there for many years. And every time I come there Tuesday night, I give them a lesson, and this time it took around 2 hours, which was very interesting. But the more interesting thing for me personally was giving in shul in the morning a short lesson, Hebrew German. I am not very good in German, but I know to speak, so a little.
You know Yiddish? And
Yiddish, I can understand Yiddish, but I speak German. And the feeling of standing in a synagogue in Köln in Germany as a Jew that comes from Israel speaking Torah in German in Germany, which the Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'zichram, killed 6 million of our people, slaughtered them, and I am there as an evident. Vayi b'shalach Paro. Paro didn't do anything. And we are here, and God is with us, and will be here forever. And nobody can extinguish us. Nobody can go against us. And this feeling of me standing in shul in Köln in Germany and speaking in German Torah, this was for me a very uplifting feeling. No, to Jews, yes.
They need the lesson. Jews need reinforcement.
Exactly.
A lot of Jews have lost their belief. They don't care about the Torah. Just look around in Israel.
But I love the lesson from today is to know that you don't know.
Exactly.